Welcome to Women Making History. Each week, we meet interesting and inspirational women who dared to make history. I'm Jennifer Mae Anderson. This week's history-making woman was a culinary science expert, wrote a cookbook that remains a bestseller after over 100 years, and revolutionized cooking for the home cook. Fanny Merritt Farmer was born in Boston, Massachusetts, in the United States, on March 23, 1857. She was the eldest of four daughters in a family that struggled financially. She hoped to go to college and become a school teacher, as that was one of the few professions open to women in the 19th century. Her dreams were dashed when she suffered a paralytic stroke in her teenage years. Conventional wisdom of the time was that as an invalid, she would have no capacity to learn or be educated. After recovering from her stroke, she began work as a mother's helper. It was during this time that she discovered a knack and enthusiasm for cooking. At the age of 31, Fanny began studies at the Boston Cooking School with the support of her parents, and she graduated in 1889. After graduating, she was hired as the school's assistant director, and just 5 short years later, she became head of the school. She did realize her dream of becoming a teacher, just not the kind she had first envisioned. While running the school, Fanny published the Boston Cooking School Cookbook in 1896. It remains a bestseller in its modernized version, now called the Fanny Farmer Cookbook. In the first 70 years of publication, 12 editions were printed and sales totaled nearly 4 million copies. It was revised again in 1996 for the 100th anniversary and remains in print to support and inspire home cooks into the 21st century. As of 2018, over 7 million copies had been sold. She left the Boston Cooking School in 1902 to open her own institution, Miss Farmer's School of Cookery. Her school had a different focus from the Boston Cooking School. She wanted to train housewives, not institutional cooks or servants. When Fanny started cooking, recipes relied on inexact measurements, such as a handful or a goodly amount. They assumed that women already knew how to cook. Fanny believed that poor measurements made for poor cooking results. She wrote, "Correct measures are absolutely necessary to ensure best results." Today, recipes that are written with precise measurements, such as level teaspoons, cups, and ounces, are all due to Fanny's insistence on consistent and correct measuring in cooking. Her cookbook not only included recipes for everyday and time-honored traditional dishes, it also included advice on proper use of kitchen equipment, household management, formal entertaining, and etiquette. She personally tested all of the recipes, and due to her insistence on accurate measurements, they were easy to follow and achieve successful results for even the newest home cook. She was sought after as a public lecturer and a respected expert on diet and health. For 1 year, Fanny taught a course at Harvard University in dietetic and invalid cooking. She said that knowledge of the principles of diet is an essential part of one's education. Mankind will eat to live, will be able to do better mental and physical work, and disease will be less frequent. Miss Farmer's School of Cookery was a great success. Its profits allowed her to support her parents, sisters, and other family members, as well as buy land and build a house. In addition to running the school, she was also the food editor of the Women's Home Companion magazine, and her lectures were published in the Boston Evening Transcript. Fanny's other books included 1904's Food and Cookery for the Sick and Convalescent, 1905's What to Have for Dinner, and Catering for Special Occasions, published in 1911. At the age of 57, Fanny died of complications of a stroke on January 15, 1915. Her culinary career was only 19 years, but she left a legacy in home cooking that has lasted generations. Fanny Farmer is credited with inventing the modern recipe, wrote a cookbook that has inspired home cooks over 3 centuries, and transformed home cooking with accurate measurements for recipes. And that makes her a woman who made history. Thanks for listening. To meet more fascinating women who made history, listen each week at this time on Alternative Radio 91X or visit womenmakinghistory.ca.